Mojo 5-0.
And crown thy good with brotherhood from sea to shining sea.
America Rock Radio.
That's right, American Uck Radio, Saturday edition. As one well knows, the show don't go until after you've had your daily hello. Good afternoon, you American Nuckers. Happy Saturday, the day after the shopping. I hope everybody survived. It's the 330th day. With only 35 still to go in 20 and 22. Where's my... Oh, hey, mariachis, where'd you go? There they are. There we are. Today is Small Business Saturday. That reminds us the prime shopping opportunities right in our own communities. Not only do the small businesses where we work, live, and play offer numerous gift-giving possibilities, they are a hands-on and ready to complete your shopping list with quality, thoughtful gifts. It's also National Cake Day. Marie, you get a day. That's Marie Antoinette. Cake takes center stage as the dessert of choice. On most birthdays, the cake is topped with candles, no matter their age. Showers, weddings, retirements, and anniversaries. Cake serves up a slice or two. Add ice cream, and you have America's top two favorite desserts in the same dish. It's day 988 of 14. Do flatten the curve. Thank you, Liberty Lighthouse, who can be heard at 7 p.m. Eastern. A small meteorite is reportedly headed for Legoland. The damage is expected to be 50 square blocks. Oh, goodness gracious, that's terrible. I haven't ever been to Legoland. But I think it's supposed to be pretty cool. I know I've stepped on many a Lego block, and oh, yes, some burritos. I sure wish them things would blow up because they hurt your feet like nothing I've ever stepped on before, and I've stepped on a lot of crud. Well, everybody, I hope you survive Thanksgiving and the Black Friday of yesterday's shopping. I got my goodies. And crowds weren't nearly as bad as what I thought they would be, but hey, one never knows. Okay, it's Thanksgiving weekend. And in honor of Thanksgiving weekend, I thought we would do a Thanksgiving show. Everything is thankful for the most part, except for Mr. Arlo Guthrie coming up here in a set or two. It's a couple, I do believe. All right, let's kick it off with some Earth, Wind, and Fire. And we'll follow them up with Sly and the Family Stone. Let's make it a happy, happy, albeit full, Saturday on the Saturday after the shoppings. Hey, wait a minute. Not you guys. We already played that. It's supposed to be happy, happy. Try again. Happy, happy. Make it a happy, happy, joy, joy. Earth, Wind, and Fire, Sly and the Family Stone. We go.
Happy, happy, joy, joy. Happy, happy, joy, joy. Happy, happy, joy, joy. Happy, happy, joy, joy. Happy, happy, joy, joy.
Happy, happy, joy, joy, joy. Wanna thank you. Yeah. Wanna thank you. Wanna thank you. Yeah.
Thank you. just wanna give gratitude.
Thank you.
for letting me be myself. Now, you know, I bet you if they went to mojolaserpros.com, yep, that's their portal into Romika Design. Yep, that's mojolaserpros.com. And I bet you they could even have stuff made that says, you know, anything you want, because Mr. Ron over there can use that their laser engraver that he's got and engrave almost anything that you can send to him. And that's over at mojolaserpros.com. Get over there and get your holiday stuff. And, hey, while you're there, get the Mojo 5-0 Christmas ornament, too. Cool breeze. All right, let's do more tunes to be thankful for on this Thanksgiving weekend. I've got, let's see, who do we got in this one? I do believe I have one each, Otis Redding. Want to thank you, and we'll follow that up with Devon, Be Thankful. To the tunes, Mr. Redding, take us away.
Just be thankful. big Cadillac, diamond in the back, sunroof top, digging the scene with a gangster lean, gangster white walls, TV antennas in the back. You may not have a car at all, but remember, brothers and sisters, you can still stand tall. Just be thankful for what you've got. Diamond in the back, sunroof top, digging the scene with a gangster lean. Woo-hoo. Diamond in the back, sunroof top, digging the scene with a gangster lean. Drive a great big Cadillac, gangsta white walls, TV antennas in the back.
Now, does he say driving in the back, or is that jamming in the back with a gang so mean? It has to be jamming, because you can't drive from the back seat unless you're really, really, really super tall. Hey, most of the people I know aren't that long-legged. They ain't even them long-legged mamas. Yep, I'll have to play Tony Lama song sometime. That's a good one. That is a good one. Now, if you're jamming in the back, does that mean you've already been to AmericanPrideRoasters.com and got your coffee? Because, if you're jamming and you're in the back, you've had to have something to drink, right? So you can't have alcohol in a vehicle, so it had to have been American Pride Roasters coffee. That's what I would think. I would think it would be coffee. Good stuff. And the best coffee there is over there at AmericanPrideRoasters.com. Yep, they've got the Frederick Douglass, the On the Roof, the Bacon Blast, the Uranus Hertz, I do believe, and as well as a whole bunch more. And the coffee bark is there, and teas and everything. I think it might be too late to order the Advent calendar, but get over there and take a look, just in case. And, if you get the chance to use a promo code, use Mojo50. It might save you dough. Probably not, but it can't hurt to try. All right, let's see how we're doing. We're almost halfway done. Let's squeeze my favorite song in of the season. One each, Mr. Arlo Guthrie from way back in probably the 60s or 70s. I'll have to ask Alexa while it's on when it came out. Without any ado, without making much ado, without having any to do. Yeah, I never do anyway. Hey, let's get to the song, shall we? That's a good idea. Play, baby, play, play. Here we go.
This song's called Alice's Restaurant. It's about Alice and the restaurant. But Alice's Restaurant is not the name of the restaurant. That's just the name of the song. And that's why I call the song Alice's Restaurant. You can get anything you want at Alice's Restaurant. You can get anything you want at Alice's Restaurant. Walk right in, it's around the back, just a half a mile from the railroad track. And you can get anything you want at Alice's Restaurant. Now it all started two Thanksgivings ago. It was on 2 years ago on Thanksgiving when my friend and I went up to visit Alice at the restaurant. But Alice doesn't live in the restaurant. She lives in the church nearby the restaurant in the bell tower with her husband Ray and Facha the dog. And living in the bell tower like that, they got a lot of room downstairs where the pews used to be. And having all that room, seeing as how they took out all the pews, they decided that they didn't have to take out their garbage for a long time. We got up there, we found all the garbage in there, and we decided it'd be a friendly gesture for us to take the garbage down to the city dump. So we took the half a ton of garbage, put it in the back of a red VW microbus, took shovels and rakes and implements of destruction, and headed on toward the city dump. Well, we got there and there's a big sign and a chain across the dump saying closed on Thanksgiving. And we had never heard of a dump closed on Thanksgiving before. And with tears in our eyes, we drove off into the sunset looking for another place to put the garbage. We didn't find one till we came to a side road, and off the side of the side road was another 15-foot cliff. And at the bottom of the cliff was another pile of garbage. And we decided that one big pile's better than two little piles, and rather than bring that one up, we decided to throw ours down. that's what we did. Drove back to the church, had a Thanksgiving dinner that couldn't be beat. Went to sleep and didn't get up until the next morning when we got a phone call from Officer Obie. Said, kid, we found your name on an envelope at the bottom of a half a ton of garbage, and just wanted to know if you had any information about it. And I said, yes, sir, Officer Obie, cannot tell a lie. I put that envelope under that garbage. After speaking over for about 45 minutes on the telephone, we finally arrived at the truth of the matter and said that we had to go down and pick up the garbage, and also had to go down and speak to him at the police officer station. So we got in the red VW microbus with the shovels and rakes and implements of destruction, headed on toward the police officer station. Now, friends, there was only one or two things that Obie could have done at the police station, and the first was that he could have given us a medal for being so brave and honest on the telephone, which wasn't very likely, and we didn't expect it. Another thing was that he could have bawled us out and told us never to be seen driving garbage around the vicinity again, which is what we expected. But when we got to the police officer station, there was a third possibility that we hadn't even counted upon, and we was both immediately arrested, handcuffed. And I said, Obie, I don't think I can pick up the garbage with these handcuffs on. He said, shut up, kid. Get in the back of the patrol car, and that's what we did. Sat in the back of the patrol car and drove to the, quote, scene of the crime, unquote. I want to tell you about the town of Stockbridge, Massachusetts, where this happened. Here they got three stop signs, two police officers and one police car. But when we got to the scene of the crime, there was five police officers and three police cars, being the biggest crime of the last 50 years, and everybody wanted to get in the newspaper story about it. And they was using up all kinds of cop equipment that they had hanging around the police officer station. They was taking plaster, tire track, footprints, dog smelling prints, and they took 27 8x10 color glossy photographs with circles and arrows and a paragraph on the back of each one explaining what each one was to be used as evidence against us. Took pictures of the approach, the getaway, the northwest corner, and southwest corner, and that's not to mention the aerial photography. After the ordeal, we went back to the jail. Obie said he was gonna put us in the cell. Said, kid, I'm gonna put you in the cell. I want your wallet and your belt. And I said, Obie, I can understand you wanting my wallet so I don't have any money to spend in the cell, but what do you want my belt for? And it said, kid, we don't want any hangings. Said, Obie, did you think I was gonna hang myself for littering? Obie said he was making sure, and friends, Obie was, because he took out the toilet seat so I couldn't hit myself over the head and drown. And he took out the toilet paper so I couldn't bend the bars, roll the toilet paper out the window, slide down the roll, and have an escape. Obie was making sure, and it was about 4 or 5 hours later that Alice, remember Alice? It's a song about Alice. Alice came by and with a few nasty words to Obie on the side, bailed us out of jail. We went back to the church, had another Thanksgiving dinner that couldn't be beat, and didn't get up until the next morning when we all had to go to court. We walked in, sat down. Obie came in with the 27 8x10 covered glossy pictures with the circles and arrows and a paragraph on the back each one. Sat down. Man came in, said, all rise. We all stood up, and Obie stood up with the 27 8x10 covered glossy pictures, and the judge walked in, sat down with the C&I dog, and he sat down. We sat down. Obie looked at the C&I dog. And then the 27 8x10 covered glossy pictures with the circles and arrows and a paragraph on the back of each one, and looked at the C&I dog. And then the 27 8x10 colored glossy pictures with the circles and arrows and a paragraph on the back of each one, and began to cry, cause Obie came to the realization that it was a typical case of American blind justice and there wasn't nothing he could do about it. And the judge wasn't gonna look at the 27 8x10 colored glossy pictures with the circles and arrows and a paragraph on the back of each one explaining what each one was to be used as evidence against us. And we was fined $50 and had to pick up the garbage in the snow, but that's not what I came to tell you about. came to talk about the draft. Got a building down New York City, it's called Whitehall Street, where you walk in and you get injected, inspected, detected, infected, neglected, and selected. I went down to get my physical examination one day, and I walked in, I sat down, got good and drunk the night before, so I looked and felt my best when I went in that morning. Cause I wanted to look like the all-American kid from New York City. Man, I wanted to feel like I wanted to be the all-American kid from New York. And I walked in, sat down, I was hung down, brung down, hung up, and all kinds of mean, nasty, ugly things. And I walked in, I sat down, they gave me a piece of paper, said, kid, see the psychiatrist, room 604. And I went up there, I said, shrink, I wanna kill. And I wanna kill. I wanna see blood and gore and guts and veins in my teeth. Eat dead, burnt bodies. I mean kill. And I started jumping up and down, yelling kill. And it started jumping up and down with me, and we was both jumping up and down, yelling kill. The sergeant came over, pinned the medal on me, set me down the hall, said, you're our boy, and you feel too good about it. Proceeded on down the hall, getting more injections, inspections, detections, neglections, and all kinds of stuff that they was doing to me at the thing there. And I was there for 2 hours, 3 hours, 4 hours. I was there for a long time, going through all kinds of mean, nasty, ugly things, and I was just having a tough time there, and they was inspecting, injecting every single part of me, and they wasn't leaving no part untouched. Proceeded through, and I went, finally came to see the very last man. I walked in, sat down after a whole big thing there, and I walked up and said, what do you want? He said, kid, we only got one question. Have you ever been arrested? I proceeded to tell him the story of Alice's restaurant, Massacre, with full orchestration and five-part harmony and stuff like that. And then all the phenomena stopped me right there and said, kid, did you ever go to court? I proceeded to tell him the story of the 27 8x10 colored glossy pictures with the circles and arrows and a paragraph on the back of each one and stopped me right there and said, kid, I want you to go over and sit down on that bench that says Group W. Now, kid! And I walked over to the bench there, and there's Group W is where they put you. If you may not be moral enough to join the army after committing your special crime, and there was all kinds of mean, nasty, ugly-looking people on the bench. There's mother rapers, father stabbers, father rapers. Father rapers sitting right there on the bench next to me, and one, it was mean and nasty and ugly and horrible and crime-fighting guys are sitting there on the bench. And the meanest, ugliest, nastiest one, the meanest father raper of them all, was coming over to me, and he was mean and ugly and nasty and horrible and all kinds of things. And he sat down next to me and said, kid, what'd you get? I said, I didn't get nothing. I had to pay $50 and pick up the garbage. I said, what were you arrested for, kid? And I said, littering. And they all moved away from me on the bench there, the hairy eyeball, and all kinds of mean, nasty things, till I said, and creating a nuisance. And they all came back, shook my hand, and we had a great time on the bench talking about crime, mother stabbing, father raping, all kinds of groovy things that we was talking about on the bench. And everything was fine, we were smoking cigarettes and all kinds of things, until the sergeant came over, had some paper in his hand, held it up and said, kids,
This piece of paper's got 47 words, 37 cents, it's 58 words. We want no details of crime, time, crime, and else kind of thing. Got 17 tune about the crime, want no arrest, an officer's name, and else kind of thing. You gotta say and talk for 45 minutes, and nobody understood a word that he said. But we had fun filling out the forms and playing with the pencils on the bench there. I filled out the massacre with the four-part harmony and wrote it down there just like it was, and everything was fine. And I put down a pencil and I turned over the piece of paper, and there on the other side, in the middle of the other side, away from everything else on the other side, in parentheses, capital letters, quotated, read the following words: "Kid, you rehabilitated yourself." I went over to the sergeant and said, "Sergeant, you've got a lot of damn gall to ask me if I've rehabilitated myself. I'm sitting here on a bench. I mean, I'm sitting here on a Group W bench. 'Cause you wanna know if I'm moral enough to join the army, burn women, kids, houses, and villages after being a litter bug." He looked at me and said, "Kid, we don't like your kind. And we're gonna send your fingerprints off to Washington, and friends, somewhere in Washington, enshrined in some little folders, a study in black and white of my fingerprints. And the only reason I'm singing you the song now is 'cause you may know somebody in a similar situation. Or you may be in a similar situation, and if you're in a situation like that, there's only one thing you can do, is walk into the shrink wherever you are. Just walk in, say, 'Shrink, you can get anything you want at Alice's restaurant,' and walk out. You know, if one person, just one person does it, they may think he's really sick and they won't take him. And if two people do it in harmony, they think they're both faggots and they won't take either of them. And if three people do it, can you imagine three people walking in, singing a bar, Alice's restaurant, and walking out? They may think it's an organization. And can you imagine 50 people a day? I said 50 people a day walking in, singing a bar, Alice's restaurant, and walking out. And friends, they may think it's a movement. And that's what it is. The Alice's Restaurant Anti-Massacre Movement. And all you gotta do to join is to sing it the next time it comes around on the guitar with feeling. So we'll wait till it comes around on the guitar here. Sing it when it does. Here it comes. You can get anything you want at Alice's restaurant. You can get anything you want at Alice's restaurant. Walk right in, it's around the back, just a half a mile from the railroad track. And you can get anything you want at Alice's restaurant." That was horrible. Want to end war and stuff, you gotta sing loud. You could put a lot. I've been singing the song now for 25 minutes. I could sing it for another 25 minutes. I'm not proud or tired. So we'll wait till it comes around again. This time with four-part harmony and feeling. We're just waiting for it to come around, is what we're doing. All right.
around accepting Alice. You can get anything you want at Alice's restaurant. So walk right in, it's around the back, just a half a mile from the railroad track. And you can get anything you want at Alice's restaurant. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. At Alice's restaurant.
Yes, anything you want, except an Alice at Alice's restaurant. I love that song for being a anti-war song. It has stood the test of time because I still think it's pretty darn good. I think I have managed to play that every year for like the last, I don't know, probably 3 or 4 years. Now, you know, when they're over there on the Group W bench, I wonder if he had gone over there to Mr. Mike Lindell's website, you know, mypillow.com, and got himself a nice soft pillow to sit on while he was over there on that really hard and splinterfied bench, that Group W bench, as a matter of fact. And I'd be willing to bet that to keep them from getting splinters, they did. They went over there to Mr. Mike Lindell's site. They might have got them Rolling Go pillows from mypillow.com over about 3 tabs at the top and then 3 boxes over there on the side where it says radio specials. Yep. I'll bet you if you get in there, you can save like 66% on some of that stuff. I think them slippers that Mr. Staggs of Brad wears all the time are like 60% off or something. I mean, astronomically amount of savings you can get over there. So get on over there. That's mypillow.com because it's getting late in the day.
Romper, bumper, stomper, boo, tell me, do. Magic mirror, tell me today, have all my friends had fun at play?
Yeah, I hope everybody's having fun and recuperating from eating too much. Guilty as charged. Now, see, my little sister and I have a family recipe from when we were youngins. And what it involves is taking basically everything you had for dinner on Thursday and throwing it in the skillet and frying it to a nice golden brown. All them taters get all nice and crispy, and the turkey, and oh, gotta do it, baby. Ooh, stuffing. I would like to try just frying cornbread stuffing. I wonder how that would be. I mean, it's super, super good. Ooh. And then when you get it all nice and golden brown, it takes a little bit of a while now. It probably takes, how long does it probably take? It probably takes a couple of hours, hour and a half maybe, sitting there at the skillet because you keep stirring it. It starts off kind of like pate, or about the consistency thereof of a pate, depending on how much gravy you used and how much taters. And then you just start getting it crispy. You have to add butter every so often to the skillet so it doesn't stick and burn. But, oh, man, is that some good stuff. Ooh, I love it. Hey, who's listening? Let's see. I got cousins. Hello, Ms. Marlene and Ms. Nettie and Cheryl and Cousin Vicky. I think you're listening too, aren't you, Tamara? Hi, hon. Cute GIFs. We get GIFs, GIFs. Yeah, GIFs, GIFs. It's pretty cute. Let's see. I think my brother Brad is logged in over there in Louisiana. And David, hi, guys. Hope you all are having a great day. Let's see, there's Crystal and Mr. Fred, Ms. Emily, there's Rob and Jason and Magneto and Chelsea. Hi, Liz, Miss Sue, Olga up there in Delaware. Whew, is it cold up there too? Didn't you guys, you guys got snow too, right? I think, didn't you? Let's see, there's Lenny and Kevin. Hey, say hey to your mom for me. Miss Melissa, and there's Michelle and Kelly and Mallory and Miss Nikki. Hi, Miss Nikki, for the Christmas party this year at Old Chicago. I think I'll make my customary cheese ball and baby dicks in a blanket. That's Little Smokies wrapped up with cheese. It's so good. Let's see who else we got. Who else? Miss Tiffany. Hi, hon. Ms. Heather over there in the Carolinas. Ms. Holly, who does Dammit with Beaver, will be on at 5 p.m. this very evening right here on Mojo 5-0. And I think it's part two of the 70s. Now, I wonder, the 60s, they always said, if you remember the 60s, you really didn't live it because you can remember it. I wonder if that's holds true for the 70s. I know we had some good Timothy Leary leftovers back in the 70s. Ooh, and Thai stick from over there in Thailand. Oh, man, good stuff. Let's see. There's Miss Diana and Mojo Jedi and Jennifer and Mikey and Miss Brecca and Becca. Hi, guys. How are you ladies today? Let's see. There's Kim Gummy and Jackal Lazarus and Jason and Carla and New York Crafting. And Mr. Farmer, Ms. Audrey, driving the Millennium Falcon. There's Rick and Miss Kathy and Art. Hi, guys. Hope you guys are having a great weekend. Miss Chelsea. Let's see. There's Dark Phoenix Rising over on one of the islands. Miss Mary. And there's Chet and Danny and Robert and Timmy. Timmy is part of the 70s show. Throwback there with Miss Holly. There's Mr. Klopp. Hey, brother, good job the other night on Off Track. I thought you did good. Anyway, Miss Erica, how are you, darling? And Mr. Peyton, who posts the shows for those that don't catch the start. They can go back and listen to it. Thank you, good sir. Let's see, there's Mr. Ethan up there in Cincinnati. Mr. Lynn over in St. Charles. And Mr. Tommy. Hey, guys. Ms. Jamie down there in Georgia, who's on a slight sabbatical, getting ready to move from one hacienda to the other. I sure don't envy her those headaches trying to, man, I got enough crap here. It'd take me a year and a half just to start packing. Zippo would do it quicker. Let's see, whom am I missing? I got Ms. Jamie. Oh, there's Debbie and Mr. Shane. Now, you guys were seeing the kids last weekend. Are you back home now? I mean, I know you were down in Florida. There's Miss Linda and Sarah when she tunes in. Whom did I miss? Oh, you know, Mr. John over there at the Leaf Chronicle. He was supposed to make sure I got my sale paper for Black Friday, but alas, I had to go down and pay for it. $5 for one newspaper. That's terrible. That's terrible and expensive. Let's see. Now, I bet you, I don't think the travel cookie will help me get my newspapers, but this sure will square you away on any of your travel needs that you might have, whether you're going hither, thither, or yarn. So be sure to coordinate through the travel cookie. Just like Doc used to say, you know, you got to have one for on the road when you grabbed a handful of cookies. Well, the travel cookie does adjust that. All right, let's see. We're getting really close. Let me see if I can't squeeze one more in, maybe two. Beatles in the second one. Nicole Westbrook. It's Thanksgiving to the tune.
We're gonna have a good time. Oh, it's
She was saying that it's Thanksgiving, which is great. But what's she eating? Did she go to preparewithmojo50.com? Because if she did, that was their portal into My Patriot Supply. And she'd have enough stuff there to feed everybody. Yeah, and it's got a long shelf life, too, like 20 years. So get on over there to preparewithmojo50.com. Yep. And save money and keep your grub safe and sound. Hey, everybody. I sure appreciate everyone logging in today. Don't forget to catch Ain't You a Peach tomorrow. It'll be Florida Man and the Pit, I do believe. So I want everybody to stay happy, stay healthy. Above all, stay true to yourselves. And peace out, y'all. And we'll do it again next week. Till then.
Happy trails to you, till we meet again.
American Rock Radio.